Okay, ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to talk about the two types of blood clotting disorders and the risk factors, characteristics, and management of these disorders. Now, there are two common types of blood clotting disorders, which are deep vein thrombosis, otherwise known as DVT, and hemophilia. Let's discuss each of them along with their risk factors, characteristics, and management for an emergency medical technician. Okay, deep vein thrombosis. The risk factors are prolonged immobility, which can be from long flights, bed rest, etc., surgery or trauma, obesity, smoking, the use of oral contraceptives, and a family history of DVT. Now, characteristics. Formation of a blood clot in a deep vein, commonly in the legs. Symptoms may include swelling, pain, warmth, and redness in the affected area. This can lead to serious complications such as pulmonary embolism if the clot dislodges and travels to the lungs. Now, management. EMTs should suspect DVT in patients with symptoms and risk factors. You should provide supplemental care such as pain management and elevation of the affected limb. Immobilize and transport the patient to a medical facility for further evaluation and treatment. Treatment may involve anticoagulant medication to prevent further clot formation and prevent complications. Now let's talk a little bit about hemophilia. What are the risk factors with hemophilia? Well, usually it's just a genetic predisposition. In other words, it's an inherited disorder. This most commonly affects males, and there will be a family history of hemophilia. Now, characteristics. Hemophilia is a bleeding disorder where the blood lacks sufficient clotting factors, usually factor 8, hemophilia A alpha, or factor 9, hemophilia B. One more time. Factor 8 is known as hemophilia A, or factor 9, which is known as hemophilia B. Patients with hemophilia may experience spontaneous bleeding or prolonged bleeding after injury or surgery. Common symptoms include easy bruising, joint pain, and prolonged bleeding from cuts or injuries. Now, management. There's not much an EMT can do here, but there are some precautions. So, an EMT should take precautions to avoid causing further injury or bleeding during patient assessment and transport. Prompt transport to a medical facility for further evaluation and management is essential in cases of severe bleeding or suspected complications. In both cases, prompt recognition, appropriate supportive care, and timely transport to a medical facility are crucial for optimal patient outcomes. EMT should also communicate effectively when receiving medical personnel to ensure continuity of care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is your EMT tidbit for today. Don't forget, you can listen to full episodes at our Patreon channel by just heading on over to Patreon and searching for the EMT tutor. And if you can't find it there, then head on over to thepublicsafetyguru.com, where we have a link directly to our Patreon channel. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks again. Good luck and happy EMTing.